This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The Time Warner Building in New York City, which houses news network CNN, is evacuated due to a possible explosive device. This came shortly after the U.S. Secret Service said Wednesday it had intercepted explosive devices sent to former President Barack Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Here's more from the AP's Julie Walker.
The Secret Service says neither Clinton nor Obama received the packages containing what is being described as a functional explosive device, and neither was at risk of receiving them because of screening procedures. The package for Obama was intercepted in D.C., where he lives, the Clinton device at a facility in Westchester. An official says investigators believe the Clinton explosive is linked to one found Monday at the compound of liberal billionaire George Soros. I'm Julie Walker.
European leaders have urged the United States not to abandon a landmark Cold War-era agreement prohibiting the U.S. and Russia from possessing ground-launched tactical nuclear missiles. Leaders have tempered their reaction to President Donald Trump's threat to do so by supporting his call for the Kremlin to be more transparent about its new missiles. On Tuesday, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton told reporters in Moscow that Washington hasn't yet officially notified Russia it intends to withdraw from the arms treaty, but said such a move would be coming in due course. Thousands of Central American migrants renewed their hope for march to the United States on Wednesday. They set out before dawn with plans to travel another 75 kilometers of more than 1,000 to go that still lie before them. Mexican authorities said Wednesday that about 500 migrants had accepted an offer to be bused back to their countries. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's crown prince said on Wednesday that the case of Jamal Khashoggi was painful and that justice will prevail following the killing of the Saudi journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman says through an interpreter, the death is being investigated.
The crime was really painful to all Saudis. And I believe it is painful to every human in the world. It is a heinous crime that cannot be justified.
The Crown Prince appeared on a discussion panel at an international investment conference in Riyadh. Meanwhile, President Trump is awaiting a briefing Thursday on Khashoggi's death. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
CIA Director Gina Haspel's been in Turkey, where Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in what the president called a botched operation that should never have happened.
It was carried out poorly, and the cover-up was one of the worst in the history of cover-ups.
The Trump administration's taken its first steps to punish the Saudis, moving to revoke the visas of suspects in Khashoggi's killing. But the president's resisting calls to cut off arms sales to the kingdom, which he considers a vital Mideast ally. Sagar Magani at the White House.
At least 20 people were injured when an escalator in the Rome metropolitan system collapsed on Tuesday night. AP correspondent Zaria Shakali has more.
A video shown on Sky TG24 shows the escalator accelerating suddenly and the people riding down on it collapsing one onto another. The dramatic footage shows people on the parallel escalator trying to pull others to safety. The cause was not immediately known. The prefect's office put the number of injured at 20, mostly Russians, in town for a Champions League soccer game. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Firefighters say 7 people are in serious condition. Dozens of migrants clashed with Bosnian police Wednesday while trying to cross from Bosnia into Croatia and enter the European Union. Several people appeared to have been hurt amid the skirmishes as the migrants refused to leave and blocked traffic. Egyptian officials say security forces have killed 11 men armed with assault rifles in a firefight that began during a dawn raid on a desert cave south of Cairo. The officials say the men killed Wednesday had been in possession of weapons and ammunition in the western desert near the Farafrav Depression and had planned hostile operations. Hurricane Willa weakened rapidly into a tropical depression on Wednesday, though it continued to dump torrential rains over west central Mexico. More stories on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka for VOA News.